Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. A flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, beyond, beyond. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training to let go our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing. Go beyond the rights and the wrongs. Prayer clears the head and brings back peace to the soul. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Sing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 We are all the same. All the same. Looking to find our way back to the source. To the one. To the only one. Go beyond revenge. The greatest moment in our lives is when we allow us to teach each other. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. Take the journey inside of you to become quiet, to hear the beyond, to become patient, to receive the beyond. to become opened to invite the beyond and be grateful. Be grateful to allow the beyond. Be in the present moment to live in the beyond. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond. What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love. Love makes us feel safe and brings us closer to God. When you go beyond, it's where you find true love. Singing takes you beyond. 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 Beyond.
Our wisdom cannot be spirits cannot be broken. Our wisdom cannot be lost. Whoa. And our spirits cannot be broken. Awaken to your power.
Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Time Radio, where we work so hard to bring love and light into every corner of the universe, beginning right here at home on our dear Mother Earth, right here in our hearts. We work hard to resurrect the energy and understanding of love and what love can do and what love is. And when I say work hard, sometimes I can feel people's eyebrows rising. Well, if you have to work so hard, maybe you're not doing the right thing. But we work hard because we have to counter so much of the information and wisdom that's been brought forward that puts down love, that puts down compassion, that makes dreaming unpopular. This is a time like never before when we are saying to all of those who are out there on the path to do what it is that you're being called to do, to awaken.
Our wisdom cannot be lost, and our spirits cannot be broken. Our wisdom cannot be lost. Whoa. And our spirits cannot be broken. Awaken to your power. Awaken to your power. Awaken to your power. Awaken to your power.
Awaken to your power is what we're all being called forward to. As I was listening to Sheila Chandra sing that a piece of that particular song, I happened to be skimming through the Diary of Now Time Prophecy, and two things caught my eye, one from the Pale Fox by the Dogon. It says, "But if the sign and the drawings are the history of the past, they are also a means of acting upon the future." I want to read that again. If the sign and the drawings are the history of the past, They are also a means of acting upon the future. It was the Dogons who said, you know, you can remember the future and change the past. As I think about and contemplate where we are in this historical moment in time, I think about that. What an opportunity we have. You know, I hear a lot. I want to just make a quick quote from Lee Brown of the Cherokee tradition, who says, "And so they say there's going to be a third shaking of the earth. It's not going to be a good thing to see, but we will survive it. We will survive it. And when we survive it, then there's going to be another attempt to make a circle of the human beings on the earth. And all four colors of the four directions will share their wisdom, and there will be peace on earth." Wow. And the second thing that I was seeing as I opened up Now Time Prophecy was the bottom of a reading, and I don't even know which reading. I just want to read it to you. "Something you must do for yourself. You must believe and have faith to go forward through the dark. The battle is not external, it is internal." As we have been channeling much of the grandmother's teaching and of the grandmother's wisdom, this time of year is usually the time when the reading for the year is coming forward. What has come forward in such a strong and powerful way is that with all the signs that have been given, with all the information that they have shared over the last 13 years about the time that we're entering into now, we must not become entrapped in the possibility of what might happen physically. Because, yes, there may be a great shaking. Yes, there are things that are going to have to change. And those are not negative. They are simply, we have dug ourselves into a hole and we have to get out. But it's like my friend Tom used to always say, we can't pretend we're on the Titanic and it's sinking and we're all concerned about rearranging the furniture on deck. We must begin that internal journey, into those dark places within ourselves, and not dark as in dad, but dark as in the spaces where the great mystery resides. We must seek to go deeper and deeper within to find love and healing so that what we are projecting into the future, into the present moment, is through the eye, we're projecting through the eyes and wisdom of healing, of love, of compassion, of the wisdom of the ages. The grandmothers say this is a time when love must reign supreme, because it's only through the energy of love that we will transform all things to create a world that is an evolved place, an evolved state, whether we're looking at the external world around us or the internal world within us. Our evolution depends upon us learning and walking the path of love. So all the signs that they talked about, and they talked about many, many signs of the time of the great change, of the great age, were simply to say, look, this shaking is coming. And they weren't the only ones, as we all know, if you've studied prophecy, that this time is quite significant, whether you're looking at Mayan prophecy, the Native American prophecy here on Turtle Island, some of the African traditions and beyond. The time is upon us. But what are we going to do? Where are we going to place our time? Where are we going to place our energy? And how will we do that?
Our wisdom cannot be lost, and our spirits cannot be broken. Our wisdom cannot be lost. Whoa. And our spirits cannot be broken. Awaken to your power.
time of awakening to your power, a time of awakening to your personal power. And what that means is it's a time of entering into our own craziness, if you will. Craziness in the sense that we may be called forward as we tap into that internal truth to do things that look out of the ordinary to those that are around us. To some, they may look extraordinary. Nevertheless, part of this process of tapping deeper and deeper into that internal power is having the courage to stand in the power and presence of who you are, acknowledging your truth even when it is beyond your understanding, and beginning to realize, how do I move forward in this space when the world around me is telling me, no, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't fit in, if you do this, you're going to be outside of the box, and that's a very scary, lonely place to be. The grandmothers are saying that that is now the only place to be. If you're not uncomfortable in how you're choosing to walk, if you're not uncertain about each step that you're taking along the way, then you're not going deep enough. You're in a process. We're in the midst of a wave of remembrance. This wave of remembrance is going deep into the veins of our very being, extending into our soul. And it's not just within the human, it's within the earth, it's within the cosmos. God, Him, Herself, is sending forward a divine spark that is so strong and so dynamic that it is shaking us. It is shaking us awake. It is shaking us into a space where we can begin to see beyond the obvious things that we wake up to every day when we get our clothes on and we go out in the world. We can see beyond the veil, and for some of us it may be just a little bit. But it's in that vision that we're each being called to awaken. Because the power that the world needs right now to transform all of the chaos and the negativity resides within us. As Gandhi says, we are the ones who we've been waiting for. We are the ones. There's no opting out of that call. There's no rain check. This is it. How do we begin to accept the idea that hundreds, maybe thousands of years ago, we stood in a destined moment and created an agreement that at this time, 2011, 2012, 2013, we would stand on this Mother Earth. We would stand in the power of that divine essence that joins us all, and we will stand in a moment of truth that is so strong and so profound and so contagious that we all suddenly have the eyes to see through illusion, to see through the lies, to see through the pain and the agony created by power and greed, the imbalance of S-O-N consciousness without S-U-N consciousness. Sun consciousness being the consciousness of man, S-U-N being the divine light, the divine essence that reveals all things. And here we are in that moment. Let's embrace the call that is within us. Let us slow things down so that we can hear a deeper truth. Let us take the time to breathe into each day and each event, into each opportunity. each movement, each smile. Because every day you wake up, powerful beyond measure. You wake up in truth. When you walk in that truth each day, breathing in the moment, exhaling into eternity, you connect with a divine force so strong and so profound that there is nothing that can impede the possibility that you are for the future. So when people say, well, what's going to happen next? I get lots of phone calls. Well, what do the grandmothers have to say about this? Or what do the grandmothers have to say about, you know, California, about New York, about the storms, about whatever? I find my voice being silent. I find that I'm less and less likely to enter into that dialogue, because to live my truth, to be present to that truth in my life, I'd much rather talk about how do we engage with each other in a way that helps us connect with our deepest truth, in a way that we can look at each other and see only the divine, in a way that you can pray for me and I can pray for you, in a way that we can amplify our energy and our capacity for love so high and so strong that we literally begin to transform the world around us with every step, with every touch, because nothing less than divine perfection can enter into our being. Perfection.
I sit meditating. Ants use my body as their landscape. I am in service to myself through the mother. My womb is flowing like the ocean, clearing and changing, moving and rising and falling. She is expanding my consciousness to show me the oneness of her creation. I am seasick with the floating of my soul, throwing up the old and drinking in the newness of my becoming. The seawater flushes my umbilical cord backward and forward. The ocean carries me on her body. I melt into her. She becomes my landscape, rocking me awake from my dreams of sorrow. The seawater burns my eyes. I open them wider so I can see. I am in love with the taste in the air, the caress of the wind on my nakedness, the movement of trees. I am in awe of the way they sway, up and down, around and from side to side. But they have no choice. The wind is their lover, moving their parts gently, softly, wildly, and sometimes barely. Every day, all night. This dance between these lovers is my joy. The waves crashing against the rocks, the chirping of birds, the meowing of cats, the rustling of leaves. This is the musical canvas on which these lovers paint me.
of the questions that I often get, and let me just say before I go forward, you're listening to Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers with your host, Audrey Scott Williams, on Now Time Radio. One of the questions that I often get is, what must we do now? In fact, when I really heard this question loud and clear was when I was with Baba Credo Mutwa in South Africa. And after a day-long conversation about prophecy, about all kinds of things, I was there with Dr. Apila Colorado, with the Worldwide Indigenous Science Network, Mr. Haile Makua, Auntie Poi Poi, and others. And by the end of the day of this conversation, he kind of looks at everyone and holds his head and says, "Honorable ones, what must we do?" And that question has stayed with me, and people often, when they come for readings or information, will ask the same thing, "What must I do?" talking about themselves. And so what I generally say is, first of all, understand that this is a time of great revelation. And the revelations that are coming that tend to be most frightening are the awareness of who we are, the fact that we are these divine beings that really hold the balance between what will happen on this earth and whether we go forward or whether we stay in this state of chaos. And so what must we do? What must each of us do? First of all, understand that we are that powerful. And number two, take a deep breath. Number three, ensure that you are engaged in a spiritual practice. And I don't say that it has to be this practice or that practice. What is most important is that you are fully committed to a spiritual practice. Why? Because the discipline is essential. We must be disciplined so that we can catch the information and the wisdom that is coming to us. They come in our dreams. It comes in a small whisper when we're walking by a pond. It may come in the moment you're about to enter a room and there's a message that you are there to deliver. So if we don't have a spiritual practice that connects us to an awareness that there is a power greater than ourselves and yet runs through our veins, and that we are connected and we are the messengers, so engage in a spiritual practice. The other thing that I say is, be about your own healing. And some people may say to me, "Well, I don't feel like I have anything else to heal from. I feel like I've done that piece." We always have things to heal from. And here's your test. If you can go through a day and there is no one or no thing that comes into your present moment of awareness that you find annoying, frustrating, that may cause a ripple of anger in you, if you can go through a 24-hour period, and I'm not talking about a period, well, yeah, even if you're in meditation, because I believe that thoughts come forward as well. If you can go through this 24-hour period and have nothing at all happen that causes you to have to restrain yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, what have you, then maybe you have done your healing. But I know for most of us, there will be something in that day that is our trigger. But it's our relationship with the trigger that creates the anxiety. So what must we do? We must become awakened to the triggers, aware of what those triggers are, how they get pulled, and what do they provoke in us. Because each time that happens, it is your opportunity to go deeper in your own personal healing. Each time that trigger effect happens for you, it is an opportunity for you to remember that there is nothing out there, that everything is from within. And those moments are simply projections of the pain that we have not yet healed within ourselves. And so we must slow down. We must embrace our spiritual practice, and we must be aware. Heightened awareness allows us to feel those triggers, and not only feel them, but in the moment that they come forward, it allows us to connect in such a way that rather than respond in the energy in which it triggers, you can take that breath that I mentioned as number one, you can take that breath, breathe into it, and realize this is a teachable moment for me. I want to get the lesson. And that then can begin us on a journey of greater and greater healing. The next step is being aware of injustice, being aware of all those things that come up around us. See, we've done a good job, particularly in our culture, of wearing blinders on the side so that our peripheral vision is blocked out so we don't get confused with truth. We can keep living in the illusion and be comfortable and be at peace. This is a time now to remove those blocks to our peripheral vision. And to become a part of the world, for me, that means walking. Walk out in your community. Walk in your neighborhoods. And truly see how people are living, how they're being impacted, how they're being served and how they're not being served, so that you don't become entrapped by the illusion often that's projected through our media and enters into our conversations and into our hearts and hardens those corners that need to be softened. I can hear Mr. McCord now saying, we have to do this journey from the head, where our intellect works to keep things in separation so that we can analyze them and we can, you know, we can see all the different pieces of everything. But the head without the heart, when as you separate them, you create the illusion that the world resides in separation and that you are the center of your own world. Illusion. Be careful. So Mr. McCool says this is a time for us to slip from separation consciousness into cooperation. Into cooperation, where we work together, where we understand how important it is for us to connect as a family and remember the world around us to affect the change, the great change. And so the last thing I wanted to just mention at this time, and we'll visit this conversation because I want to hear what you have to say. If you're listening, just hit one on your keypad. I'll know that you want to be a part of the conversation and we'll bring you in. This is a time that is so important. Don't get trapped and caught in all the things about what's going to happen. In truth, we don't know. And the greater truth is that if we come into that place of healing and understanding and connecting with who we are, that we'll transcend so much of what has been said prophetically about these times. The power is in us. The power is us. It's important to be in a space of remembering love. And so I want to play a song that comes out of the Diary of Now Time Prophecy. It is, in fact, on the recording. And the song, the particular piece that you're going to hear, it's a spoken word piece, was done by, recorded by Barbara Rosdy and Barbara O. And it's called Who Are You? And when I channeled this piece, it had to do with the relationship between the sun and the moon. And so it truly is a cosmic love. And we're going to play that for you. You're listening to Now Time Radio.
Who are you, whose breath has become my breath? whose light reflects my light, whose heartbeat has become my very own. On your way here to me, what paths have you traveled? The light that twinkles in your smile promises passion, promises endless, timeless waves of nothingness filled with everything, filled with a thousand breaths rolled into one shiver of ecstasy. Was your smile born for me?
Without a doubt. This gift to me from the Creator is surely my gift to you. After all, it is your light reflected in me that allows the sparkle. The magic of my smile is to transcend my inner consciousness and radiate through the night. It is the gift of love you see and hold. My smile given, your love received, the perfect union, the coming together of universal exchange of one thought, of shared and sacred oneness. No spaces. I smile into the night, and the delicate hands of time sends your light to catch my sparkle. My love transcends through the heavens and lands the smile at your heart, at your core, where it radiates warm and the very essence of your beingness, and makes you long for the sweet nectar I hold only for you.
I give thanks for blessings received. Your smile, your sparkle, your magic, your love. Even the stars twinkle when our breaths join. Do you know why?
Mm-hmm. Pure, unconditional love. The flow. It's so strong between us, making my breath catch. And when I'm kissed by the warmth of your touch, your light. Time yields to eternity and nothing moves. And our light becomes the dark. The stars caught up in our love blush.
I can barely see you now. I must yield to the rotation of the universe, the cycle of oneness where everything has its time, and relinquish my possessive passion to hold you to my will and not that of the Creator. In this moment, when only a shiver of your crescent remains, my will yields in faith to this infinite moment of absolute possibility and knowing. The infinite moment where there is no separation, and my eyes give way to my heart, where you shall reside this night.
Rest, my love, for the time when we shall share the heavens will be upon us soon. I will hold your light within, where unconditional love enables me to experience the pure fulfillment of your touch. For every expression of love received is but an echo of my love for you. So touch me. Just once. Then slip away till night yields to day. And when I feel the warmth of your glow upon the dawn, I will know that all is well.
Inhibiting the other person's spiritual growth
and development. The second teaching, also from Now Time Prophecies, you are so much more than the events in your life. Experiences, good and bad, teach you. They are your illustration of who you are and what you allow yourselves to become. An illustration of the results of your use of free will. The divine source is no temporary measure of satisfaction. Your tendency to measure God's grace by the rewards you receive in your purely material state without regard to your application of choices and or use of free will leads you, the individual, to question divine intervention. However, not being fearful of the dark enables you to journey through it and reach your God consciousness to affect unlimited blessings. Restating some of the information that we've worked through this evening, you are so much more than you know. And the world is waiting for you to be the example. You know, often it's not what we say. And it's funny to say that on a show that's dedicated to teachings, which is basically what the words that are coming forward. But if only words came out of my mouth, if only words were channeled into this reality, and my life was void of action, to demonstrate, to be the demonstration, to be the example of these words, they would be meaningless. It is the actions that others will see in us so that when we are living our truth, when we are having the experiences that we have and we walk in them in an honorable way, in a way of integrity, when we are walking in that peace within ourselves, we will be the example for others to follow. We will be the example for ourselves, if that makes sense, because so often it's what happens between the point where we start and the point where we end. It's what happens in the middle that truly shapes us, that truly presents us the opportunity to rise, and to rise. So when you're starting on a journey, you know, now when we start a walk and people say, well, where are you going to begin and where are you going to end, that sounds funny to me now because it doesn't matter where I begin and it doesn't matter where I end. It's what I do in the middle that makes the difference. You're listening to the Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams, on Now Time Radio. This is a recording by Walks on Water.
I have been washed in the river of forgetting. I have been beaten against my own rocks and purified like clarified butter. I have been wrung out and hung up to dry. The sun has bleached me to a brittle bone. The rain has drowned me along with my discontent. And I have emerged, renewed, and reborn. I am ready to stretch my arms and fly to my new destiny. I have kissed the prayers of my beads one by one, day by day, waiting for the return of sweet surrender. and now. I walk in the clear sky of my bright tomorrow. My life now is so beautiful. It is like a well-tended rose garden. The sweet smell of joy, it wrapped itself around me like a fragrant cocoon of delicate and colorful butterfly wings. And I am home. I am home. Within myself, I am finally home.
I am home. Within myself, I am finally home. That's Walks on Water. And Walks on Water is a great friend of Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers and Peace Talks on Now Time Radio, and will be on our show periodically. I just wanted you to have the opportunity to experience those words that she is now recording. But I am home. That's what I'd like to end our show with tonight, is that we are home, and that's what this journey is all about. As we remember who we are, we come into the awareness that walking our truth, living into the power and presence of who we are in this moment, is the journey that is reminding us and affirming in us that we are home. That is the greatest truth. That is the love that we come face to face with. And when we recognize in ourselves that we are home, then spirit can take over. And by working with us, through us, and all around us to make this world a better place. So that when you reach out your hand to help one person, it goes to so many others because your light is so strong and your love so brilliant. That if you just simply smile, you've already changed the world. Thank you for listening to Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, beyond, beyond. Beyond. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training to let go our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing. Go beyond the rights and the wrongs. prayer clears the head and brings back peace to the soul. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Sing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 We are all the same. All the same. Looking to find our way back to the source. To the one. To the only one. Go beyond revenge. The greatest moment in our lives is when we allow us to teach each other. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. Journey inside of you to become quiet, to hear the beyond, to become patient, to receive the beyond, to become open, to invite the beyond, and be grateful to allow the beyond. Be in the present moment to live. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond. 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 What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love. Love makes us feel safe and brings us closer to God. When you go beyond, it's where you find true love. Keep singing. Singing takes you beyond. Beyond. Beyond.